You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, October 18th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Fun facts.
Okay, fun
random,
fact Friday.
Random and fun. John F. Kennedy did not push to go to the moon because he cared about space exploration. All he was worried about was beating the Russians.
I believe it.
That I believe that too. I think we've kind of knew that anyway. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything about space. What's that? I just want to beat the Russians. And now look at us. Vikings didn't wear helmets with horns. That comes from a performance of Richard Wagner's opera The Ring in 1876. The costume designer made horn helmets for the Vikings in the show, and the image stuck. So Vikings, no horns.
Huh.
They did not wear horns.
See what the media does? Or
I know.
Jeepers. Did not know that. Even in history books.
I did not know. The first assassination attempt on a president happened in 1835 when a guy named Richard Lawrence tried to shoot Andrew Jackson, but his gun jammed.
Uh-oh.
And Jackson beat him with his cane.
Nice. Celebrate that in your history books, boys and girls.
Right? Love that. Aaron Sorkin. Aye, aye, aye. There you go. Some random facts for Friday. It is time for the Who Cares News. What do you got going on?
Man, I wish we had talked about that in school. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beat him with a cane. Even though Andrew Jackson was the first president to be impeached. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
this impeachment thing, nothing new. Take it back to the
1800s. Yes. And what was he being impeached for?
Oh, they hated him because he came after Lincoln. I mean, it's like, you know, who's going to win?
Yeah.
Who's going to win in that one?
Big shoes to fill.
And he didn't fill him so good. How do we get on presidents? It's October. They don't deserve this this kind of coverage on our news till February.
But American President is one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie. And
that speech at the end. Every American should see that speech.
Yeah.
Should be required to see it.
Yeah.
Age is just a number. I'm not happy with my number.
Well, is that like a sleep number? What kind of number is that? Not sure.
I wish it was. That way I could adjust it.
Right.
But according to Suzanne Somers, the iconic TV actress and wellness advocate, she turned 73 on Wednesday.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Now, to celebrate the milestone, she Kardashianed.
She Kardashianed.
She celebrated with a topless photo of herself in a field in Palm Springs, California.
At 73.
Now, she's covered naturally.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So get your mind out of the gutter.
No, it's not there. I actually saw it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I could say something cruel and say, nobody wants to see that, Suzanne. Let's put a shirt back on, shall we?
But that's...
You're 73.
But you don't want
to
be cruel.
You're old enough to be a grandma.
Hey, I have to agree with one thing. Just because you're 73 or 70 or 38 or 92, keep your clothes on, people.
Right.
Just, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm 55. I'm going to take my top off and take a picture.
Young, nubile firefighter, then take your shirt off.
Absolutely.
It's not a double standard at all. No.
No.
We don't have any of that crap going on here.
No, the firefighters might be hot.
They're all hot. I think it's in the job description. Seriously. It's like, okay, so turn around, please.
Bend over and pick up the axe.
Show them your larboard side, maybe.
No, I have seen
off
some...
Off the rails.
Some non-attractive firefighters, and
I think,
how did he get the job?
He get hired, right?
All right, so she's in her birthday suit, covered up, kind of, but she's topless, and here I am at 73 in my birthday suit. She was flooded with supportive and adoring comments from fans.
Of course she was. I mean, when people look, do I say this out loud? When people who are not beautiful, not attractive, post pictures of themselves on Facebook and all their fans go, oh, you look so beautiful. You know what that says? That says you need the support because obviously you shouldn't be posting pictures of yourself.
For decades, Suzanne has been sharing her healthy, eco-friendly lifestyle. She's got tips with her best-selling workout routines, health books, and organic line of skincare.
Didn't she do the Thighmaster?
Yes, she did.
She did the. I think that's where she made all her money.
Sure. She's also a breast cancer survivor.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, which makes me feel bad about making fun of her posing topless in a field at 73.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but that's just the kind of cat I am.
But still, she can wear a bikini, a skimpy bikini.
Oh, sure she could. She'd
still be covered. Yeah. Cover those nipples, girl.
That's right.
The royal household has placed a job ad recruiting for a trainee butler.
Oh?
Have I piqued your interest?
You've piqued my interest. Does it pay well?
Well, the lucky applicant won't be paid all that much. But you get to live at Buckingham Palace for much of the time.
That's true.
So, yeah, because it's a 24/7 type of a job.
It's so cold there, though. And I understand the queen doesn't like
heat.
I don't think the queen likes to use the heat. She's a miser.
Well, the queen probably doesn't want heat where she's at, but maybe you could turn the heat on in another part of the castle.
Cost money. She's saving money for the grandkids. Because what are they gonna sponge off of when she's gone? Really? They have
daddy?
No empire anymore.
Sponge off daddy.
Yeah, but that money only goes so far. So
a salary of £20,000.
Well, that's nothing.
Which is about $26,000 U.S.
No,
a year.
That's nothing.
I don't think you have to pay rent.
Yeah, probably not, huh? Because you're living on. But will they take out of your check for room and board? I wonder. No,
it's about $11.50 an hour.
That's more money than I make now.
You can't live on that in the U.S.
$5 an hour is more money than I make
now.
Yeah,
after my work hours, I don't think I make that much, but maybe
I'll apply. Don't pay me to do this, that's for sure.
Okay, so here's the details.
Okay.
You won't be paying rent, John.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, we're pretty sure you'll get fed in the servants' quarters downstairs.
Where's Mrs. Patmore?
And the job ad promises
Daisy.
That... Besides the free room and board, the job ad promises that you'll grow your skills quickly and that you'll be helped to study for an accredited butlering qualification.
Okay. I can be Mr. Carson in no time at all.
I kind of led you on with uncertainty.
I closed it up and piqued
your interest even more, didn't I?
You did. Where'd that come from?
Oh, my goodness. He's already packing a suitcase.
I'm ready.
Brushing up his resume.
Check and see if Halle Berry wants to be a chambermaid. I'm sure that they could teach her how to do that.
For some reason, Lumiere and Plumeria. What's her name? Plumeria?
I don't know.
Just popped in my head.
I've been burned by you before.
Mon chéri.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. We've overstayed our welcome as usual. Listen, have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.